you want to hear a funny story? I'm sure it will be funnier to me soon. But at the moment, I've only just recovered. I'm walking over across the Olympic Bridge, back over to the Lingotto Congressi, where the Euroscience Open Forum has been happening all day. And I've only just escaped the prison that is my dress. Yes, I decided to make myself feel better because I was tired. I put on my nice dress and get out, and I was in a rush to go meet somebody, and the zip got stuck. And it got stuck at just that point where, because it's quite a fitted dress, just that point where it's too small a gap for it to go over my hips and too small a gap for it to go over the rest of my body. So I was stuck in my dress and I couldn't get out for about half an hour. And it was a little bit distressing. Distressing. No, that's a shit pun. Anyway, so I have finally escaped from my dress, and hopefully now I shall go and find the others. I do like to say I do impossible things. Being imprisoned in your own clothing is probably quite impossible and also extremely foolish. I think this certainly deserves the hashtag KateFail. Although, to be fair, it wasn't my fault. I think the dress is very badly designed, with a big flap of material where the zip is, which invariably gets caught in the zip, and in this case, almost irreversibly so. Yes, visions of cutting apart my beautiful dress were going through my mind, frankly. I didn't see any other way to escape, but finally, I am free. I bet you thought this was going to be about science, didn't you? Oh well, I'll have to wait for another day for that. Bye.